News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A presidential apology to those who are seeing their health insurance plans canceled.
President Obama, in an interview with NBC News, is apologizing to Americans losing health coverage they liked and hoped to keep.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me.
The president adds his administration will do everything it can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position. A bipartisan Senate bill offered by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Illinois Republican Mark Kirk would delay the health care law's individual mandate and set aside fines for not having health insurance next year. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Meanwhile, an associate dean at the UW School of Medicine says he has different concerns about health care reform, not about Obamacare or about the healthcare.gov website. Dr. Pat Remington says the system is designed to make a lot of money for providers. He says all the incentives are for more care for treating disease, not enough focus on prevention.
And the epidemic of diabetes and obesity is actually going to provide more opportunity for people to see doctors to get more and expensive care. So we don't have a healthcare system that's designed to prevent illness. We have a healthcare system that's designed to treat it.
He says that healthcare costs in the future will be higher, not lower. Many things have happened in Connie McAllister's life since her 2004 disappearance at age 16. Warsaw police have some questions about her time in Mexico and how she got there. We have the story from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Connie McAllister and boyfriend Freddie Ruiz told her mother, Cindy McAllister, in 2004 they were fine and wouldn't say where they were. Now, Connie McAllister believes she was drugged and kidnapped at a party in either Milwaukee or Chicago and woke up in Mexico. Wausau police talked to her by Skype in September and again Wednesday, and they want to know why McAllister didn't mention the kidnapping or possible drugging when they talked the first time. Connie McAllister is now married to a different man and has three children. She wants to move back to Marathon County with the kids and later bring her husband. She has no identification or passport, and the children have no official identification papers. Her family and members of Trinity Church in Athens are raising money to bring them to Wisconsin when the issues are settled. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A happy ending to a missing child case. Police, parents, volunteers spent the late afternoon and evening yesterday looking for David Evans, a 9-year-old walking away from Howe Elementary School in Wisconsin Rapids. He never showed up at home. Wisconsin Rapids police posted his description on Facebook. 275 people shared it within a few minutes. David Evans has now been found and is home safe. He was recovered around 7 o'clock last night. A house fire on Wausau's east side. It caused only minor damage around 8:30 on Eau Claire Boulevard. The fire started in a bathroom, most likely from a short in a ceiling fan. Firefighters have been able to ventilate the home. They've since left the scene. Everyone made it out safely. Wausau has hired a new economic development manager. Megan Lawrence was appointed by the city yesterday. Mayor Jim Tipple says her experience as general manager of the Wausau Center Mall will play a part in her new job, which is to attract more business to Wausau. Dating profiles posted online by accused Colorado theater shooter James Holmes can be admitted as evidence in his upcoming trial. A district court judge denied the defense's bid to have that information thrown out because it exceeded the scope of search warrants. The judge said that Holmes had no expectation of privacy when he created his online profiles. Now it's time for our Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Some patchy fog and low clouds early on today. Otherwise, more clouds during the afternoon. A 50% chance of light rain or snow showers by early evening. A high of 42. A couple of light rain or snow showers tonight, mainly in the north woods. A low down to 35. And for your Saturday, becoming windy. A high around 42. On Sunday, some sun early, then increasing clouds and a high of 39. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We start this morning with some scattered cloud cover and some patchy fog. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327. That's a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.